Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Peaks by Mornings, Moose Breezy. Welcome back to the show. 75 for the high today. Breeze, this is, you got a wholesome story for us.
I do. Guys, let's talk about friendships and age gaps. Age gap friendships. I mean, listen, I feel like we've talked about this before. When you get past a certain age in life, you're like, nothing really matters when it comes to how old someone is. But when you're younger, a 14-year-old friends with an 18-year-old, kind of weird.
Well,
right?
No, yeah, yeah.
Kind of
yeah.
Weird.
I'm going to go see James down the street. Well, he's 30. Okay, that's odd.
But as you get older, it's totally kosher, in my opinion, because age doesn't matter as much. And I think...
When does age stop mattering?
That's the
in
question,
in your 20s,
right?
I think. I think when you're established and you're an adult, I guess after 21, I don't know. Is it still weird,
like,
though?
I think like 25.
Because most of my friends are... There's a 10-year age gap.
Right. And that's not weird at all. And I have friends who... I don't even know half of their ages, but... Just this past week, obviously, there's been a lot going on with Lilac Festival, and Cruel Summer performed last night, and obviously, Alyssa from Cruel Summer is one of our bestie girls, and they come in all the time and perform. They're so talented, her and Matt. And we were out at Highland Park a week ago. It was like a couple Fridays ago, filming a couple promo videos for them taking the stage at Lilac. Very excited. And as we're walking around, the lilacs are finally blooming, and we keep running into this older woman. And she's honestly probably
How
my
old?
Grandma's age. She's probably in her 70s, probably late 70s.
Okay.
Okay.
What's her name, Ruth?
Her name's Lee.
Okay.
And we ask her for like directions because we're like, hey, do you know where the best lilacs are blooming? We need the best shot, blah, blah, blah. She's like, it's down there. She directs us, whatever. We come back to see her like 3 or 4 times and we get to talking with her. And she explains to us she lives in Pittsburgh and she walks the lilacs all the time to just get some steps in and see how the beauty of them and whatever. She's like, I'm trying to get here before the festival and before it gets crazy. So that's why she was there a week prior. I was like, okay, great. And then we get to talking and we explained to her that Alyssa's going to be performing and it's all good. She was like, oh, I would love to see that.
Yeah.
And I was like, Lee, come through. And she was like, really?
We'll get you VIP.
I'm like, yeah, I'll get you VIP. We'll hook you up. We'll make sure you're all set up. She's like, okay, amazing. I go, take my number down, whatever. I never think about it again. Obviously, like, loved the experience and the interaction with her, but I have so many things going on in my head that was
something
of that
course.
Truly slipped my mind.
And she was supposed to come last night, Lee.
Correct. Correct.
Did Lee come through?
So I'm standing there just doing a bunch of things that I need to be doing, and one of the security guards came up to me and was like, you have a friend here. Someone's looking for you.
That's Lee.
And she steps aside, and it's little old Lee. And she's like, thank you so much. I came. So now Lee's in VIP.
Oh, we love it.
She's alone. She's having the time of her life.
What's her relationship status?
I didn't ask.
How? You really? How?
I didn't ask.
So you're not that close with her?
Well, I mean, we did. I wasn't like, are you a widower? Like, what am I supposed to say? And obviously, I feel like if she was with someone, she would have brought them. No. So she ends up, obviously, I'm running around doing a bunch of things for the show, but she ends up hanging with my girlfriend, Patrice, the whole night.
Oh, she's with Patrice,
so now,
yeah.
Go to my Instagram. I posted a picture of her, Breezy on Air.
Oh, Lee?
Of Lee. We took a photo. She's the cutest, sweetest thing.
No, I love old ladies.
I think the moral of the story is, I just don't feel like friendship should know any age gap. And what of me, 31, have in common with this 75-year-old woman? I'm not sure. But I think the power of Taylor Swift did bring us together. And she had the time of her life. She sent me the most beautiful, heartfelt message last night. And she was so appreciative. And although she simply does look like my grandma, I love her.
Oh, she's cute.
She's so cute.
I don't think she's in her 70s. She looks like she could have probably been on the Titanic, but she's very sweet.
I love her so much.
It's very sweet.
And I think that this is your sign to
befriend anyone.
Befriend
anyone and everyone, you guys.
Even if it's like not in your demo. You know what I mean? Make sure that you're nice to everybody. Strike a conversation with that person at the grocery store, whether you think it's going to work out or not. Just being friendly and
listen,
nice.
I'm with you. I went to the Rochester Film Festival the other weekend. I sat next to this little old lady. We struck up a great conversation. I gave her my phone number. She was like, I know you're probably going to make another movie, because she saw my first one.
Right.
And she was like, let me know. I would love to cook food for you and the cast. I was like, that's very
crafty.
Generous. So she's like, text me your number. And I was like, no problem, Lynn. Thank you so much.
I mean, little did you know, you went on a date a couple days later, but that's fine.
And I forgot to text her. I feel terrible about it. Hi, good morning, PXY.
Hey, don't forget that Marty McFly and Doc Brown had a great relationship, and they were years and years apart.
Oh, dude, Carmen, they were at least 50-year age gap.
Who that is.
From Back to the Future, Breeze.
Oh, yes.
I mean, he let Marty time travel, and, you know, who knows how they knew each other, but it worked out. So.
They were best of friends.
Carmen, have you ever befriended someone significantly older than you? I think it's only not weird if it's older than you. If it's younger than you, it's a little weird. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I have nobody that's significantly older than me. We did go to the Lilac Festival last weekend, and boys jamming.
Jamming, indeed.
Yeah, Breezy is hosting. You got to go say hi. But, Carmen, you make a really great point. But the Back to the Future reference is...
it's a little dated for me, Carmen.
Hey, you know what else, too? I used the first time last weekend was those little scooters. You know, those those Veer? What are they called? The Veer? I can't remember the name of them, but...
Yeah, you're...
The VO or whatever,
The scoots.
I used to have a bird for a while, then I got rid of it.
Yeah, why? Were you on one?
On Goodman. Yeah, we parked on Goodman, and we took a couple of scooters all the way to Lilac.
Oh, they took the scooters.
Great.
Yeah, that's great.
Yeah, the little scooters.
Zip, zip.
So.
I went bar hopping with one. Not responsible, I will
not
say
at
that.
All.
Carmen, thanks for the call, buddy.
All right, guys. See ya.
See ya. All right, listen. Keep us posted with our girl, Lee.
I ever see her again? I'm not sure, but you can see her on my Instagram right now at Breezy on Air, and I'm going to post it to PXY as well, because it is the cutest photo you'll ever see. She's the sweetest, most wholesome woman.
Yeah, she is. The compression socks.
To PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy.
When you tell your smart device to
play 98 PXY.
We have so many amazing universities and colleges in our area, but there's some that are really struggling. And Roberts Wesleyan University is one of them. They announced yesterday on Monday that they're cutting around 20% of their full-time workforce, which isn't great. The school says that it will be a strategic resizing of their operations due to the recent enrollment trends and financial pressure. Roberts Wesleyan says that they will be investing in more programs with strong enrollment and high demand, and they'll be ending or pausing other programs that aren't as popular. These cuts are set to impact both administration and the academic positions, and it's not great for the university. I don't love to see that come out for them, because obviously they're a religious-based school.
Yeah.
We have a couple of religious-based schools in our area, NAS being one of them, St. John Fisher, Roberts Wesleyan. But They said these actions, while difficult, are necessary to strengthen the institution for the next generation of learners. I always forget about Roberts Wesleyan because it's so far out.
I know what I mean? I drove by it over the weekend. I'm like, you know, I forgot that was there.
Chi-Lai, really far out there, for sure.
Yeah.
But hopefully that everything goes smoothly and the transition and changes that they're making are necessary to make sure that everybody going there gets the best experience possible.
You know, anytime we ever talk about schools, it does. It gives me this itch to want to go back and take a class.
Puke.
No, I know you're against it. I don't know in what, but I feel like, you know, there's so much more we can learn, you know? Maybe start a new trade. I don't know, something.
Right.
There's something else that we could be doing. Don't you ever feel like you're lacking something?
No, not at all. I do enough.
Oh,
I do more than enough.
It's just me then. Coming up on the show.
My skill set is so much higher than yours.
Right.
Right.
Anyone notice that some men will pay significantly less to get the very same haircut as a woman? Why does it cost men less money? We have a listener, Katrina, who's coming on the show with us next to share why she says the hair industry is...
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Sexist, and she's sick of it. We'll talk to Katrina coming up next on the show.
98BXY wants to send you to Beyonce's Cowboy Carter tour in her hometown of Houston.
The hair industry is sexist, isn't it so? It's BXY Mornings, Moose Breezy, 75 for the high today. Welcome to the show, you guys. So I found this to be interesting because we have Katrina on the phone with us this morning who says salons charge women way more than men for essentially the same services, such as a basic haircut, a basic trim. 585-252-9800. Call us and tell us if you agree or disagree with our girl Katrina this morning. And also, would love to hear from all of our listeners who own a salon or is a stylist. Hi, Katrina. Thanks for coming on the show. Good morning.
Morning to you guys as well.
So, you think the hair industry is sexist is what you originally wrote in your message, yes?
Yeah. I mean, I guess I'm just kind of confused and I'm hoping someone like can explain to me why exactly it is that the price of a haircut is dependent solely on what is in your pants.
Well, that's very true.
Why are women constantly being taken advantage of by hairstylists? I don't know.
What do you typically...
Yeah, what do you mean taken advantage of?
How are you being taken advantage of?
Okay, well, so my husband and I, we get our haircut at the same salon. I get 2 inches trimmed off in length. No shampooing, no styling. Okay. A blowout, I mean, $65.
Right.
My husband, he gets a haircut, shampoo, beard trim, $30.
He's only paying $30 for all that? Where's he going?
I mean, we just go to the local salon, you know? Like, he's
Supercuts.
3 chairs down for me.
You guys are getting your haircut at the same exact time? That's cute.
It's a bonding thing.
Yeah, and so, well, you know.
You're paying $65, he's paying $30, and he's pretty much getting more services than you are.
Yeah, it's just like, it just does not make any sense. And I feel like this is what's happening everywhere. I mean, men's cuts are always cheaper than women's.
Yeah, but I feel like it takes, I don't know, maybe I'm wrong. Does it take less time? Because women are very particular about how things are done. A guy can go in there and just be like, take a little off the sides. And that's it. See ya.
See ya.
Okay.
I feel like this gets projected onto women, you know, like maybe some women care a lot, but personally, I just want my length trimmed, you know, like I'm not picky. And for whatever reason, I still have to pay this extra special price just to get, like, you know, a little shape up.
Well, what's it cost for, like, a trim, a color, and all that? Like, what's the most amount of money you've ever paid for an appointment to get your hair done?
Honestly, I try to keep it simple, so I don't pay a lot. But I know women who have paid well over $200 for a haircut, full service.
I know women that have paid $350, and they've been in the chair for 7 hours.
I know,
because they're doing a color.
I know women who have paid, like, $400, $500. And yeah, you're right, Moose. They're there for 24 hours. I'm like, if I'm paying that much money, this is an express service.
Right.
So figure it out.
I mean,
I will never understand the women who are sitting in a chair. They're like, so my appointment starts on Tuesday, but I'm probably not getting out till Thursday. Like, what? Okay, well, why?
If that's the case, though, then yeah, you probably do owe a buttload of money.
But sometimes listen, I'm not a hairstylist, so don't come for me. Here's the thing. Like, I think that there's some hairstylists that genuinely take extra time so they can charge more. I don't know if they charge by the hour or what's happening here, but they really
do. I believe that.
I feel like they slow down the process because they're like, well, I'm going to make the most out of this girly in my chair.
I don't know. I'd love to hear from some of you guys, especially if you own a salon, you're a stylist. 585-252-9800. Do you agree with Katrina? Is the hair industry sexist?
I mean, this is the thing. I just feel like women are being taken advantage of, you know, like we get looked at like we'll just pay anything because we're stupid or something. You know, it's the same way I feel when I go to get my oil changed. You know, I get charged $200. But if my husband does the same thing, he pays $70 and he's on his way, you know.
You got to say no to the air filter and all the extra fluids they want to put in your vehicle. You got to say no.
That's you coming from a mile away.
You cannot say, okay, I will pay for air in my tires. That's a no-no.
Yeah, I just, you know, like, why does anyone look out for us, you know, like, I don't see women looking out for women, you know?
Interesting.
It's disappointing to me.
Well, I don't know how many women mechanics there are, but...
Well, I know that she makes a good point, though. All right, well, let's get some... let's hear from some of our listeners here this morning. Thanks for calling in about this and being part of the show.
Yeah, sure thing.
Okay, Katrina. All right, hey, good luck out there.
Thanks.
All right, talk soon. All right, let's get to some messages coming in right now, because there is a stylist weighing in, and she says, hi, Moose and Breezy. This woman clearly doesn't get it. And as a hairstylist, it takes longer to wash, blow dry, and style in addition to the cut. So you're paying for the cosmetologist's time and skill, not the amount of hair that comes off. A typical men's cut does not include a blow dry or style and is usually less time overall.
But she said that she doesn't get that either. That's what she said. She doesn't do the blowout. She doesn't do the shampoo. And there's ways to get a haircut without doing the whole shebang.
You know,
some water on it and call it a day.
Not for nothing, but men typically, like myself, you're going to get your haircut every 2 weeks. Women typically do this, what, twice a year? So I pay with tip $60 each time. That's $120 a month. So after the math, that's what? That's almost $1,500 a year. How much does a woman spend yearly on her hair? I bet you it's nowhere near that. It's probably what, $800? $900?
I mean, listen, I'm in the minority. I only get my hair done twice a year.
Right. That's,
each time
exactly.
It's like $150.
What are they doing to it?
They color it. They cut it. They blow it out.
They do all that for only $150?
Yeah, I have the hookup. So.
Oh, yeah, because it's more than that.
No. I know people that, I mean, I've been going to my girl since I was 15.
Okay,
so it's
not,
whatever, but.
You don't stray from your stylist. That is a no-no.
I did one time only because her back was snapped in half. and it was one of the worst decisions that ever happened to me. Worst decisions.
Yeah, I've been there.
I was like, I would rather just have 10 inches of root. Thank you so much.
10 inches of root.
Yes.
Good morning, guys. I disagree. I'm a guy with really long hair, and still, it's cheaper for me than my wife when she goes to get an inch taken off. Manny says, my girlfriend and I used to go to a salon where we got basically the exact same haircut. Buzzed the sides, took 3 to 5 inches off the top. But her cost 2 times as much as mine did. It's fine to charge more for more involved cuts, but just charging flat price increases for the person's perceived gender is maybe a little unethical. Well, they know women are going to pay it.
Right.
You know what I mean?
The other sketchy part about this, make sure that you know how much this service costs prior to getting in the chair.
You're telling me nobody asked? Why wouldn't you ask before you go to the appointment?
Well, listen, I've been in a situation one time with a friend who got their hair done. At the end of it, I think it was like $420. They didn't know it was going to be that much. And again, they're putting on add-ons, they're doing toner, and they're doing this. Make sure you know exactly what that person's putting in your hair. Because once that genie's out of the bottle, there's no putting it back in. Okay? So protect yourself. Truly. Also.
Is that when they put the tin foil in the hair? Is that a color? Is that what they're doing?
Highlights.
Oh, they're doing highlights, right?
Yeah.
Of course.
Right. The Tin Man. Yeah.
Yeah, so you gotta ask before you go in there. But normally you don't have to, because people who have a stylist, that's their go-to.
Also, sidebar, I don't know how all of these salons exist in Rochester and survive. There's like 40 just on Park Ave alone. You could throw a stone. Hit one.
That's so very true. PXY Mornings, Moose, Breezy Breeze. We'll be right back.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Nerds.
Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.